Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for all that you have done in our lives. Thank you for your blessings that we have enjoyed. Thank you for your power that is working in us to do righteousness and to do all that pleases you. O God, be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you for making ways for us where it appears there is no way. Thank you, Lord, for making impossible things possible. Thank you for preserving our lives from destruction. Thank you for fighting for us, even in the toughest battles. You stood and fought for us, and you gave us great victories. Thank you, Lord. Be thou exalted forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for the opportunities you have set on our ways, so that through them we can rise to the place of honor and success and blessings and glory. Thank you for answers to prayers. Thank you, Lord, for meeting us at the point of our needs. Thank you, Father, because you have not allowed us to be put to shame. You have always been taking good care of us. Thank you, Father. Be praised, be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you for the lives of everyone in this ministry. Thank you because we have not had any bad news concerning anyone. Thank you, Lord, because you have protected everyone connected to us in this ministry, including their family members. Thank you, faithful Lord. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for how you have been manifesting your power, how you have been visiting us during our midnight prayer sessions. Thank you for how you always stretch forth your right hand of power to heal, to deliver, to rescue, to save, to revive, to bless, and to help us. Thank you, Father. Thank you because even tonight you shall visit us. You shall touch us. You shall help us. And we shall be comforted. And we shall be satisfied. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. Lord, I hand over this session to you. Take control. Let your Holy Spirit move among us. Lead us to pray correctly by your Holy Spirit. And let us have great victories during the course of tonight's prayer session. Thank you, Father, because I know you have answered and you will do beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence, and I trust him to use tonight's prayer session to do a great work in your life. Even as he's working many things concerning your life already, I'm trusting him that even tonight, he will do great works in your life. In Jesus' name, Amen. I'm going to take some worship songs, and after that we shall go into the prayer point. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Oh, Lord. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way, Lord, in our lives. Have your way in this place. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way, have your way, Lord, have your way, Lord, Jehovah, have your way in our lives, have your way, Lord, oh Lord, have your way, have your way, Lord. Savior, have your way. Oh, Lord, have your make a way. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day. He will make a way. He will make a way. God will make a way. God will make a way. Where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way. Jesus is the answer for the word today. Above him there is no other. Jesus is the way. Oh, Jesus is the answer for the word today. Above him there is no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the answer for the word today. Above him there is no other. Jesus is the way. Oh, Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there is no other. Jesus is the way. You be God. You know be man. You are God, you're not a man. You are God, you are not a man, King of Israel. You are God, you are God, oh. You are God, you are not a man. You are God, oh, you are God, you are not a man, oh, Lion of Judah. You are God, you are not a man, oh, all power belongs to you. You are God, you are God, oh, you are God. You are not a man, oh. You have never failed. You are God, Savior. You are God, oh. You are God. You are not a man, oh. You are not a man, oh. You are not a man. You are the God who opens doors no man can shut. You are not a man. You are not a man. You are not a man. You are the God of everything. No one like you, no one like you, no one like you, Jesus, no one like you, no one like you, Savior, no one like you, no one like you, Father. No one like you, Master. You are the God of everything. No one like you. You're not a man. You are not a man. You are not a man. You are the God who opens doors no man can shut. You're not a man. You're not a man. You're not a man. You are the God of everything. No one like you. Yes, you are the Lord Most High. Most High. Yes, you are the Lord Most High. Most High. Yes, you are the Lord. Yes, you are the Lord King of Glory. Most High. Yes, you are the Lord Most High. All sufficient God. All sufficient God, Most High, Most High, All sufficient God, All sufficient God, Most High, Most High, Miraculous God, Miraculous God, Most High, Most High, Miraculous God. miraculous God, Most High. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want us to begin to worship Him, begin to bless Him, begin to praise Him, begin to glorify Him, begin to adore Him, begin to thank Him, for He's a great God, He's a mighty God. Worship the King of Israel, worship the bright morning star, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, worship the wholesome God. With your voice, begin to praise Him. With the whole of your heart, begin to worship Him. Lift up your voice, praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him with your voice, with your heart, with your soul. Worship your Father, your Maker, your Creator, your Helper, your Defender, your Strength. Worship Him. Worship the one who fights your battles. Worship the one who heals your sicknesses and diseases. Worship the one who forgives your sins. Worship the one who revives your spirit, soul and body. Worship the I am that I am. Worship the God who commands things to come out of nothing. Worship the miraculous God, the God who specializes in doing impossible things. Worship Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Father, we praise You. Lord, we worship You. We praise Your name. We glorify You. We adore You. We bless You. You are the Lord. You are the Lord. And beside You, there is no other. You control the entire universe. You design the end of things, even from their beginning. Even before they began, You designed their ends. You determined the end from the beginning. Blessed be Your holy name. We worship You, Father. You are the Most High. You are higher than the heavens. You are higher than the earth. You are higher than all your enemies. You are higher than principalities and powers. You are higher than realms of darkness. You are higher than everything and everyone. You are higher than everything that exists. We worship You, Lord. Blessed be Your holy name. And Father, we say thank You for Your love. Thank You for Your grace. Thank You for Your power doing wonders in our lives. Thank You for Your blessings. Thank You, Lord, for preserving our lives. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Lord. I believe You are giving Him thanks. Begin to thank Him for all that He has done for you. Since the beginning of this year, begin to thank God for all you can remember He has done for you. Lord, we thank You. You are such a loving God. You are such a faithful God. You are such a caring Father. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You for helping me. Thank You for blessing me. Thank You for reviving me. Talk to God. Begin to thank Him. Thank You, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks and worship and praises. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You're going to also thank God again. Yeah. There's no amount of thanksgiving we can say in prayer that is enough for what the Lord has done. Yeah, you're going to thank God again. And you're going to thank God on behalf of your families and friends and loved ones. You're going to say, Father, I thank you for your mighty hand of preservation that is upon me and my family members and my relatives and my siblings and my parents and my children and my grandchildren and my friends and loved ones. Thank you for your mighty hand of protection that is upon everyone. Begin to thank God like that. Begin to thank God like that. For indeed, he has preserved your life. Indeed, he has kept you safe from January till now. Many have died. Yes, a lot of people have died. But you have been preserved. Members of your family have been preserved. Your relatives, your siblings, your parents, your friends have been preserved. It's not a coincidence. It's not a game of chance. It is God's faithfulness. Begin to thank God for that. Thank God for that. Having preserved your life from January to today, thank him for that. King of glory, thank you. King of glory, thank you. Mighty Redeemer, thank you. Ancient of Days, thank you. God of heaven and the earth, thank you. Lord of hosts, thank you. Our provider, thank you. Our healer, thank you. Our defender, thank you. Our shelter, our fortress, our refuge, thank you. Our rock of safety, thank you. Begin to thank him. Say, Lord, I thank you for preserving my life since the beginning of this year till now. Begin to thank him like that. Shehade kasijedenadijada. Thank him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, we were attacked by the enemy, but we were not defeated by the enemy. Thank him for that. You fell sick, but it did not lead to death. Thank him for that. The enemy appeared in the dream to attack you, to feed you with poisons. And yet you woke up, nothing happened to you. Thank God for that. You are not begging to eat. Thank God for that. Ancient of Days, we thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Sheshana tisogati halagala. Mahashe sadin hashtedera. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to talk to God. You're going to say, Father, remember me in your mercy and let your divine agenda for my life and destiny in this year be fulfilled. Say, Lord, your divine agenda, your divine plan for my life, calling and destiny for this year, let them be fulfilled. Remember me in your mercy. Let not this year end without me fulfilling your plans, without your plans being fulfilled in my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, show me mercy. Say, Lord, show me mercy. Show me mercy. Let your divine plans for my life in this year, for this year, come to pass. In the name of Jesus, your divine plans for my life, for this year, Lord, let it come to pass. In the name of Jesus, your divine plans for my life, for this year, Lord, let it come to pass. In the name of Jesus, begin to talk to God like that. Your divine plans for my life. Your divine plans for my life, for this year, Lord, bring them all to pass by your mercy. Let not this year go without them being fulfilled in the name of Jesus. What you have planned to accomplish and to perform in my life for this year, oh God, remember mercy and bring them all to pass in the name of Jesus. The good things you have planned, the miracles you have planned, the blessings you have planned, the helps you have planned, Lord, every good thing you have planned to do in my life in this year, oh God, in your mercy, let none of them go unfulfilled. Let none of them go without being accomplished. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Remember that this is the last month of this year. And there are things that are not yet done in your life. There are things that should be done that has not yet happened. I mean, there are things that God wants to happen in your life, and they have not yet happened. Continue to talk to Him. Say, Lord, remember mercy. Remember mercy. Visit my life in your mercy. Let your plans for my life for this year be fulfilled as it is in your book in heaven, as it is in your scripts in heaven. Lord, your plans for my life, as it is in your mind, let them all come to pass. Your plans for my life for this year, let them all come to pass. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, I come against every spirit of darkness attached to my life, delaying the fulfillment of God's promises, delaying the manifestation of God's blessings. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Every spirit of darkness attached to my life, thank you, Lord, attached to my spirit, attached to my body, attached to my soul, delaying the fulfillment of God's promises, delaying the manifestation of God's blessings. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them. Consume them all. He shall not tadil hasadha. Fire on the Holy Ghost, destroy them. Every spirit following my life, career, calling, marriage, destiny, and is delaying the manifestation of good things, the manifestation of God's blessings and promises, catch fire of the Holy Ghost right now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. Yeah, raise up your right hand and you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let fire fall from heaven and destroy every cloud of darkness that have shut the heavens over my life. Every cloud of darkness causing closed heaven over my prayers. Every cloud of darkness that is causing the heavens to be closed over my life, calling, career, and destiny. Fire of the Holy Ghost, follow them and destroy them all. Begin to pray like that. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them. Every cloud of darkness that has covered my life, preventing my connection with heaven, preventing answers to prayers. Every cloud of darkness that has covered my house, covered my dwelling place, covered my career, covered my business, covered my marriage, preventing heaven from intervening, let fire fall and consume them now. In the name of Jesus, yeah, continue to pray. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Fire fall from heaven, destroy them. Every cloud of darkness causing heaven to close over my life. Every cloud of darkness stopping my spiritual connection with God, affecting and weakening and blocking my spiritual connection with heaven. Let fire fall and consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, O Lord of hosts, step into the battles of darkness, fighting my life, career, calling, and destiny, and destroy my enemies. I'm going to repeat it again. You're going to say, oh Lord of hosts, step into every battle of darkness, fighting my life, career, calling, and destiny, and destroy all my enemies. Now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that.
qui guérons des sous batanges de Guinée, qui chantent et qui d'arrachent des ans. O Lord of hosts, enter into every battle, attacking my career, calling, and destiny. Every battle attacking my progress, every battle of darkness attacking my success, attacking my prosperity, attacking my breakthrough, attacking my rising to the place God has prepared for me. Every battle of darkness, let the Lord of hosts destroy them all. Now, in the name of Jesus, let the Lord of hosts enter into every battle of darkness fighting my life and destroy all my enemies now. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Say, oh Lord of hosts, enter into these battles. You are the one that fights my battles. You are the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Enter into my battles. Fight my enemies. Consume my enemies till I am free. Till I move forward. Till I succeed. Till I break through. Till I am victorious. Till I am healed. O Lord of hosts, enter into my battles. Continue to fight. Don't stop fighting till I experience a miracle, till I experience a deliverance. Lord, don't stop fighting till I break through into a new glory. O God, don't stop fighting. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You're going to pray. I want you to stretch your hand towards the ground of the place you're staying right now. Stretch your right hand toward the ground of the place you're staying, the place you are right now. And you're going to pray this prayer point. Thank you, Lord. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, I come against every seat of darkness. In my house, in my dwelling place, in my room, in my building, I come against every seat, as in S-E-A-T, every seat of darkness. Fire of the Holy Ghost, unseat them. Fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot them. Fire of the Holy Ghost, remove them permanently right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Hashesi dekja laha detajidada mashesant ekakisha tanagadiba. Fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot them. Every seed of darkness inside my house, every seat of darkness in my room, seats of darkness in the kitchen, in the toilet, seats of darkness in any way around this place I am staying. Fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot them permanently now in the name of Jesus. Uproot them now in the name of Jesus. Mashadeha tasu gegele geledia. Kihara Shinken Tashada Masi Shihara. Continue to pray. As you are praying, God is doing the operation. Yeah, you don't have to feel it. God is there doing it. Begin to pray. Fire of the Holy Ghost, remove them. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, now you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by your mighty hand, put the love of me in the hearts of my helpers. Put the love of me in the heart of my destiny helpers. Put the love of me in the mind of those you have chosen to help me to lift up my life. Put my love in their hearts. Put my love in their hearts so that they will remember me to help me. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Thank you, Lord. Father, put my love in the hearts of everyone you have chosen, everyone you have ordained, everyone you have raised up to help my life and destiny. Lord, put my love in their heart that they may remember to help me, that they will not forget to do what you have commanded them to do, that they will not withhold their hands from helping me to fulfill destiny. Oh God, put my love in their hearts. 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 Hashanehekizada, my love. Put it in their heart. Let them not rest until they do what you have commanded them to do for my life and destiny. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're still going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive weapons of war to defeat every battle I have not been able to defeat. Yeah, or maybe you call it undefeated battles. Yeah, you're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive weapons of war to defeat undefeated battles, to defeat battles I have not been able to defeat up to now. You're going to say, Father, give unto me weapons. Weapons for victory. For victory over the enemy I have not been able to overcome. Open your mouth and pray like that. Ki hashesente kashedata. Weapons of war to overcome the enemy I have not been able to overcome. To overcome battles I have not been able to overcome. Lord, release those weapons now. Release them into me. Release them into my spirit. Equip me with such weapons and authority now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Say, I receive weapons. I receive weapons. I receive weapons to win battles I have not been able to win for years. Say, I receive weapons in the name of Jesus. I receive weapons to defeat weaknesses I've not been able to overcome for years. I receive weapons now. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying. I receive weapons. In Jesus' name, you have received. Amen. Amen. You need to understand that in the kingdom of God, there is nothing like weakness. There is no weakness in the kingdom of God. No weakness. Yeah. There is no weakness in Jesus. So all this doctrine of I have this weakness, that's my problem. This weakness has been there, and I think it's going to continue like that. That is not the Bible. And that is not the word of God. Yeah, there's nothing like you are weak and that weakness will continue like that. There's nothing like that. Even Paul, Apostle Paul, who told God that God removed this thorn from my flesh. He said, remove this messenger of Satan from my life. Yeah, God told him that my grace is sufficient for you. For my strength is made perfect in your weaknesses. So Paul was not enslaved by that weakness. He was just telling God. He was just telling God that, God, this thing doesn't have to be there. Take it away. Yeah, but God is saying, even while that thing is there, you will still be strong. Yeah, that's what it means. When God said, my grace is sufficient for you, and my strength is made perfect in your weaknesses. Meaning that even while you have a weakness, you will still be strong spiritually. So God doesn't have to remove some problems. God doesn't have to remove some temptations. All he needs to do is to make you stronger, such that you are not affected by that weakness. I don't know if you get my point, because some Christians, they will quote that verse to support their weakness, you know, to support their agreement to weakness. They'll say, what about Paul? He also has a weakness. Paul was not enslaved by that weakness. Yeah, he had a problem, but the problem did not rule over him. The problem did not make him weak spiritually. Yeah, he was always strong despite that weakness. So you're going to pray, you're going to say, Father, put an end to slavery to weaknesses in my life. Put an end to oppression of weaknesses. Destroy weaknesses in my life. Destroy weaknesses in my life. Make me strong. Make me a strong Christian. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Father, put an end to slavery of weaknesses. Put an end to oppression of weaknesses. Put an end to weaknesses in my life. Yeah, I'm talking about spiritual weakness. Yeah. Say, Lord, put an end to spiritual weaknesses in my life. Yeah, you can have problems physically, but your spirit must be strong. Irrespective of what you go through in life, you must remain strong. You must remain strong. That is the problem in the church. People are too weak even to be useful in the hand of God. Nowadays, people are too weak even for God to use them. Yeah, to tell you how weak Christians have become. Too weak to do what is right. Too weak to pray, to fast. Too weak to study the Bible. People are too weak to meditate on the Word of God. Too weak to do simple spiritual things. Ask God to make you strong. Yeah, though Apostle Paul had a physical problem, but he was strong because there was enough grace to make him strong. Talk to God. Say, Lord, I refuse to be a slave to weakness. I refuse to be weak. I refuse to be weak. Say, Lord, strengthen me. Make me strong. Make me strong. Thank you, Lord. Say, Father, make me strong. I choose to be strong. Make me strong. I want to be strong. Make me strong. Destroy weaknesses in my life. Weaknesses in my spiritual life. Weaknesses in my prayer life. Destroy them all. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, the Lord is telling me that some of you, until you stop talking too much, you will not be spiritually strong. So meaning that you talk too much, that is why you are always weak spiritually. He said, until you stop talking too much. I'm sure you know what it means. Yeah. That is when you will be strong spiritually. So, yeah, so that's the word of God, the word from the Lord. I pray you will heed to that word or instruction. Now you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your fire uproot and destroy every instrument of Satan causing weaknesses in my life. Say, Father, let your fire uproot and destroy every instrument of Satan causing spiritual weaknesses in my life. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray, plantation of darkness. Fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot and destroy them. In the name of Jesus. Instruments of darkness causing me to be weak spiritually, promoting spiritual weaknesses in my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot and destroy them. Let fire of the Holy Ghost uproot them now. I believe you're praying that prayer seriously. Begin to say, every plantation of darkness in my body, in my soul, in my spirit, causing spiritual weaknesses, be uprooted and destroyed by fire. Be uprooted and destroyed by fire. Be uprooted and destroyed by fire. Thank you, Lord. Be uprooted. Every seed of darkness in my blood, in my bones, in my tissues, in my body, in my soul, in my spirit, that is causing spiritual weaknesses, come out by fire. Come out by fire. Come out by fire. Come out by fire. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Seed of weakness. Seed of spiritual weakness. Come out by fire of the Holy Ghost. Come out. Come out now. In the name of Jesus. Seed of spiritual weaknesses. Come out now. Thank you, Father. I believe you're praying like that. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You need to understand that there is a connection between spiritual weaknesses and physical weaknesses. There are some physical weaknesses, tiredness, that are not from the physical. Or maybe you can call them sicknesses. Yes, sometimes you just feel so weak, so dizzy, so tired. Sometimes it's not normal, it's not natural. It's a spirit behind it. There's a spirit causing it. Yeah. So it's possible for the spiritual weakness in you to be causing physical weakness. It's so possible, and it happens a lot. And this is the time that Christians start looking for drugs to take, because they don't understand what is going on. Yeah, there are some headaches that are not, they are not from the physical realm. You're feeling headache, it's not from the physical. I mean, some of those headaches are not from the physical. They are from the spirit, from the spiritual. Yeah, there are some fever, there are some weakness that they have no physical origin. They came from the spiritual. And many times when I feel that way, I just begin to pray. I begin to do spiritual warfare, not just ordinary prayer. I don't just pray that God heal me, because I know what is going on. I know it's a battle. I know it's a war. So what I do is, I start praying. And by the time I've prayed for some hours, I'm just fine, as if nothing ever happened to me. I am just okay and healed. And that confirms that the weaknesses and the tiredness and the sickness in my body was not from the physical. Yeah, so that is not a time to be taking drugs. Yeah, if you take drugs, it will not solve the problem. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. Yeah. You're going to say, I command darkness in my health that is coming from the realm of the spirit. I command that weakness to come out right now. In the name of Jesus. But begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, every weakness in my body, whether I am feeling it now or I'm yet to feel it, every weakness inside my body that is from the realm of the spirit, I command you to get out now. In the name of Jesus, get out. Get out. Thank you, Lord. Get out. In the name of Jesus, every weakness in my bones, in my organs, in my blood, in my tissues, that is from the realm of darkness, that is from the realm of demons, that is from the realm of witchcraft, that is from the spiritual world, I command them, come out now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Whether I am already feeling them or whether I'm yet to feel them, whether they are yet to manifest in my body, hear the word of the Lord, come out now in the name of Jesus. I decree over your life every weaknesses and sicknesses that you are feeling or you are yet to feel that is inside of your body, and it came from the realm of darkness, I command them to leave now. In the name of Jesus. Be free in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah. You are still going to pray? You're going to see Father. In your mercy, do miracles in my life that will bring great honor to your name. You're going to see Father, in your mercy, do miracles in my life that will bring great honor to your name. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Lord, in your mercy, do wonders, signs, miracles in my life that will bring great honor. Thank you, Lord. To your name, great honor, great honor, great honor, miracles, wonders, blessings, signs, helps, breakthroughs, victories, Lord Jesus, progress that will bring great honor to your name. Lord, do them in my life. 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 Not because of me, but because of you. Because I am called by your name. Lord, because I am identified with your name. Lord, because of your name. Thank you, Lord. Do works, wonderful works. Miraculous works, do powerful works, victorious works that will give honor to your name in my life. O God of Israel, I do not want your name to be put to shame in my life. I do not want your name to be reproached in my life. Do miracles. Thank you, Lord. Wonders that will give honor to your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, it is done. Amen. Yeah, you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I remove my name and the names of my family members from the list of those the devil have marked for destruction at this time of the year. See, I remove my name by the blood of Jesus. I remove the name of my family members from the list of those the devil have marked for destruction at this time of the year. Now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. I remove my name. I remove my name. I remove my name. I remove the name of my family members. I remove the name of my children, my wife, my spouse, my grandchildren, my parents, my siblings. I remove their names from the list of those devil has marked for destruction at this time of the year. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You can mention their names. People that you don't want devil to destroy their lives. You can mention their names. Thank you, Father. I remove names, including mine, of people that I know. Names of people that I know, including mine, from the list of those Satan has marked for destruction at this time of the year, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah. We're going to pray several more prayer points, and then I'll be praying for you. Yeah. You know, the Bible says that God commanded the light to shine out of darkness. God commanded the light to shine out of darkness. Yeah, and that is what the Lord is showing me. Yeah, I saw a light coming out. A light coming out, just like when the sun is rising. Yes, that is what I saw. So a light suddenly coming out after a long period of darkness. And then a light just come forth or just came out. Or maybe I should say, just like when the day is breaking forth after the period of the night, and then the day is breaking. Yeah, yes, that is what I saw, like a day is breaking. Yeah, you're going to pray. That is a sign of a new beginning. It's a sign of a new beginning. When God reveals something like that. Yeah, you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, let your mercy fall on me. And let to see, for every eye to see. Let your mercy fall upon me. Show me mercy and cause your glory to rise and shine from the midst of my life and destiny. Open your mouth and pray like that. Kihara tesana. Shihara tajdan. Thank you, Lord. Continue to praise the Lord. Let mercy fall on me. Let your mercy fall on me and cause your glory to rise and shine from the midst of my life. Cause your glory to rise and shine from the midst of my life. Cause your glory to rise and shine from the midst of my destiny. Let mercy fall on me. Show me your mercy, Father. Show me your mercy, Father. Thank you, Lord. Show me mercy. Cause your glory to rise and shine from the midst of my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, you know, the Bible also said that weeping may last for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Yeah, when it is the night, it can look as if there will be no morning. But suddenly, the darkness begins to fade away and the day starts breaking. And that is exactly what God wants to do in your life. Though presently it looks like the night has no end, it looks like your troubles has no end, it looks like your sufferings has no end, but suddenly something is going to happen. Suddenly there will be a breaking forth of a solution you have never expected. Suddenly the day will break forth, the day of your blessing, the day of your miracles, the day of your help, the day of your healing, the day of your deliverance, the day of your victory, the day of your transformation, the day of your glorification. Suddenly it will break forth. Yes, the day of your promotion. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, put an end to prolonged suffering, pains, hardship, defeat, sorrow in my life. Let my day of joy break forth. Let my day of help break forth. Let my day of deliverance break forth. Let my day of success break forth. I don't know if you're desperate about this prayer. I am seriously desperate. Begin to pray. Say, not put an end to prolonged poverty, prolonged suffering, prolonged reproach, prolonged shame, prolonged hardship, prolonged troubles, prolonged oppression, prolonged slavery, prolonged captivities. Lord, put an end to them. Let my day of blessing break forth. Let my day of prosperity break forth.
Kiharani hasa shabatatamadia. My day of breakthrough, break forth. My day of progress, break forth. My day of healing, deliverance, break forth. My day of establishment, great establishment. My day of riches and wealth, break forth. In the name of Jesus. I don't know if you're desperate about this prayer. Say, Lord, let it end. For you said in your word that sorrows may last for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Lord, let my day of joy break forth. Thank you, Lord. Let my day of victory break forth in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Continue to pray. Say, Lord, put an end to season, prolonged season of shame, prolonged season of limitation, stagnation, delays. Put an end to them. Put an end to them. Thank you, Lord. Put an end to prolonged slavery, prolonged suffering, hardship, reproach. Let my day of success and breakthroughs and victory begin. Let it break forth in the name of Jesus. Yeah. A new day, a new beginning, a new dawn. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we have 5 more prayer points. Yeah. You know that there is a covenant between God and the earth. And that is why nothing can stop the day from breaking. The day will always break. And there is no witchcraft that can stop the day from breaking. No matter how powerful they are, they can't stop the sun from rising. There is no magic that can do that. It's not possible. No principality, no Satan can do that. Can stop the day from breaking. Yeah. Why? Because God has made an everlasting covenant with the earth and all the planetary bodies. Yeah. So the same way, there is an everlasting covenant between God and Jesus to release you to fulfill destiny. Inasmuch as you can believe in Jesus, there is an assurance that you will fulfill destiny. There is an assurance that your day of fulfillment will break forth. Therefore, you're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, I connect with the eternal covenant of God in Christ Jesus. You're going to say, I connect with the eternal covenant of the Most High God in Christ Jesus. And I receive grace to manifest in destiny. I receive grace to manifest in my calling. I receive grace
to manifest in my destiny. Begin to pray like that in the name of Jesus. Say, I connect with the eternal covenant of God in Christ Jesus. And that covenant is greater than any other covenant. Say, I connect with the eternal covenant, everlasting covenant of God that is in Christ Jesus. And I receive grace to manifest in destiny. I receive grace to manifest who I am in Christ Jesus. I receive grace to manifest who God says I am. In the name of Jesus, I receive grace to break forth into manifestation. I receive grace to break forth into fulfillment of my destiny. I receive grace to break forth. I receive grace to break forth. Just as a young chicken break through the egg, the shell of the egg, I receive grace to break forth into manifestation. Now, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace to manifest in destiny. I connect with the eternal covenant that is in Christ Jesus. I receive grace to manifest my calling as it is in the plan of God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we have four more prayer points. You're going to pray. Like I said earlier, I said, no devil can stop the day from breaking forth. Yeah. Therefore, you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, hold me by the hand and bring me out of darkness, of dark bondages. Bring me out of the limitations of darkness into the place of glory, success, honor, beauty, fulfillment. You're going to say, Lord, hold me by the hand, for no power can stop you. No power can defeat you. Hold me by the hand and take me out of dungeon of darkness. Take me out of limitations of darkness. Take me out of captivities of darkness into the place of success, glory, victory, help, progress. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Oh God, hold me by the hand. Hold me by the hand. Walk me out of prisons of darkness. Walk me out of ancient prisons of darkness, ancestral prisons of darkness. Walk me out of those prisons. Take me out by the hand, for no power can stop you. Pull me out of these dungeons of darkness. Thank you, Lord. Take me out of the limitations of darkness and take me into the light, into glory, into victory, into freedom. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Something is happening. Continue to pray. Say, Lord, hold me by the head. Walk me out of these demonic places. walk me out of these dark realms that have limited my life for years. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have three more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let the greatness of you appear in the midst of my limitation. Let the greatness of you appear in the midst of my state of limitation, state of slavery, state of oppression, and let me break forth suddenly, as you did for Paul and Silas in the prison. Let the greatness of you manifest in the midst of my state of limitations, slavery, and let me break forth suddenly into shining, into success, into victory. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Oh God of Israel, let the greatness of you, thank you, Lord, let the greatness of you manifest in the state of my trouble, in the state of my limitation, in the state of my oppression, in the state of my darkness. Let the greatness of you manifest in the state of my addiction. Let the greatness of you manifest, and let me break forth into victory and success and glory in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray. The greatness of you manifest. The greatness of you, let it manifest. Father, let the greatness of you manifest in the midst of my dark bondages until I am free. Let the greatness of you manifest, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, do your mighty works in my life for the discovery of who I am in you. You're going to say, Father, do works in my life. Do your operation in my life till I discover in details who I am in you and who I am in your plans for these last days. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Say, Lord, do your works in me, in my spirit, in my soul, in my body. Do your mighty works. do your mighty works. Mahadi Elishanata. Kimadi Haru de Shibala. Thank you, Father. Do your mighty works, Kimme, till I discover the fullness of who I am in you, the fullness of who I am in your end time plans, in your plans for these last days. Do mighty works in my spirit. Do great works in me. Till I discover in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah. The last prayer point. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let every beauty you created with me from the day I was born that has been covered by darkness, hidden by darkness, let them be uncovered by fire of the Holy Ghost right now. Begin to pray. That's the prayer point. She had the keys and she had Mate Shant Emma Suji Halabala Kikagadetene Kekejitala Sasanada. He had rich lack to Jidia. Sabata Jimala Dihitargara. Begin to talk to God. Say, Lord, let every beauty you created with me from the day I was born that I've been hidden and covered by darkness, let them be uncovered now. Thank you, Lord. Mihaha Shihesara Tajda. Kilega Tija Natus Sigabala. Behind the Jesus Sujidia. Kilani Shima Tasa Gianda Najda. Itale Glaharusha Masuzada Kakashata. Bihasa Drashibala Kedida. He hanenetijanasasan tikalagreha. Let fire of the Holy Ghost uncover them. Fire of the Holy Ghost uncover them. Mihala shasadina tata. Every beauty that God has created with me from the day I was born, let that beauty be uncovered by fire of the Holy Ghost. By fire of the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, every beauty created with my spirit, every beauty created with my brain, every beauty created with my soul, with my body, from birth, that the enemy has hidden and covered, let fire of the Holy Ghost uncover them now. Fire of the Holy Ghost, uncover them now. Fire of the Holy Ghost, uncover them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, I believe you're still praying. Yeah, many human beings are not living like human beings anymore. There's a lot of beauty that God created with man that is presently missing. Many human beings don't think like humans anymore. They don't reason like humans anymore. I mean, they reason like something different, something demonic. Yeah. And even facial appearance, you see people looking older than their age. When you are looking older than your age, is an attack I don't know if anyone have told you that before. Is an attack. Is not of God. Yeah, it's not of God. It is of the devil. Pray, talk to God. Every beauty God created with me, every intelligence that God created with me, mental function, mental capacity, capability that God created with me, and has been covered by darkness, hidden by darkness, let fire of the Holy Ghost uncover them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, I'm going to be praying for you. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. King of glory, ancient of days, thank you for your wonders. Thank you for your miracles. Thank you for your helps. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you, Lord, for victories you have given to us. Thank you for open doors. Thank you, Lord, for battles you have fought and won for us. Oh God, be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for the works you have done in this prayer session. I will thank you for more you are going to do after now. Lord, be thou exalted forever in Jesus' name. I am asking, O God, for everyone who have prayed wholeheartedly with the whole of their strength and heart and faith in this place, this moment. I ask, Father, that you grant the requests of your people in Jesus' name. I ask, Father, that you make impossible things in their lives possible from now henceforth in Jesus' name. I am praying for you that you shall not lack any good thing that is so needful for the fulfillment of your career, calling, and destiny. In the name of Jesus, I come against every plantation of darkness in your body, in your blood, in your spirit, in your soul, that is promoting spiritual weaknesses and unrighteousness and slavery. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost uproot them now in Jesus' name. Every demonic tree that has been planted to cause evil to continue to happen in your life, just as the Word of God says, that the axe has been laid to the roots of trees. And the Word of God says that any tree that doesn't produce good fruit shall be cut down and burned in flames of fire. I decree that the axe of the Lord attack those trees now. Every tree that the enemy has planted so that evil will continue to multiply in your life, let the axe of the living God visit the roots of those trees
and cut them off and destroy them forever. Now, in the name of Jesus, I come against every sickness and disease you have inherited from your parents and ancestors. Because you are now in Christ Jesus, I curse that sickness and disease. I command such disease to come out in Jesus' name. You shall rise to fulfill destiny. No witchcraft shall be able to stop you. No enchantment and spell and divination and sorcery and magic shall be able to stop you from fulfilling destiny. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered this prayer. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, so we're going to stop here. Remain victorious in Jesus' name.
Goodbye.